Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 5th of October, 2015. The title, Quality Trouble. Over the years, I have seen many attempts to obtain an advantage in markets by selling product based on quality. I've also seen many shenanigans as people try to shortcut quality. One of the worst I have seen in our industry, and this is nearly 30 years old, so don't go around looking for the guilty parties, was an outright fraudulent exercise in making up the data. But can the actual guilty parties be fully blamed? The lab was not maintained with TAPI standards, and those in charge could not get the money to make the necessary repairs. Quality does come at a price. Ironically, at the same time, this company had a big push on to make quality part of everyone's job. Faking quality has a price, too. Outside of our industry, there is a famous case unfolding before our eyes as we speak. It is the case of Volkswagen and allegations that it has programmed the engines in its cars so that they perform differently during emissions tests than they do under normal driving conditions. This development is just in its infancy, but it is large enough and mainstream enough that it will continue to make headlines until it plays out. We will all see what the cost of this quality deception is to Volkswagen.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
This reminds me of a situation nearly 100 years old. Tractor manufacturers back in the early days of mechanized power on the farm made all sorts of outlandish claims about the horsepower of their tractors. The state of Nebraska decided to do something about this and came up with a Nebraska tractor test. You can find that at http://tractortestlab.unl.edu. The Nebraska Tractor Test Laboratory was established in 1920 in response to the requirements of the Nebraska Tractor Test Act of 1919, which required all agricultural tractors advertised and sold in Nebraska to be tested. This cleaned up the industry nationwide and made honest reporting the norm. If your tractor model had not been tested in Nebraska, it was not considered worthy of whatever horsepower it claimed. But look at what one company did in recent years. The tractor tests have become very expensive. When Kubota came to the United States, they decided they did not want to pay for this testing. Their way around the issue? Do not sell tractors in Nebraska. This worked very well for them, and they became known for selling a quality product despite skipping Nebraska. In recent years, I think they have actually tested some models, but not all their models in Nebraska. There is a lot of paper being sold on the internet these days, particularly on sites on LinkedIn. Every few weeks, you'll see a posting where someone did not get what they ordered or sent money and did not receive anything. Why anyone would send any money, and I assume we are talking substantial amounts, to a company purporting to be selling paper of a certain grade, all the while not knowing who the supplier is beyond me. But it happens. So honest quality can bring you business. Dishonest quality can bring you shame. Nothing new here, but what is new is discovering some new ways a person or company has tried to cheat. Buyer beware. Do you have any quality stories for us? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, don't buy inferior quality safety equipment. Do I really need to say this? Be safe and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.